Unit 11. Complaints. Part A. Know-how for tour guides. 1. Handling complaints. The Browns have been waiting for half an hour in the airport, but Miss Lin Yating, the guide from Kunming Overseas Travel Service, has not turned up yet. The Browns are unhappy and lodge a complaint against the travel service. How does the guide handle the complaint? 1. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you've just heard.
1. Miss Lin Yating should have an honest attitude and take responsibilities for the mistake.
2. She should do an apology to the Browns and smile graciously when she does an apology.
3. She should explain the reason why she is late and promise to do her best to improve her service.
4. No matter how they respond, the guide should remain calm and listen to the Browns patiently and respectfully.
5. In case of a serious complaint, the guide should report to the manager or the person in charge for handling the complaint.
2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. How do you think the guide should do an apology to the tourists?
2. Do you think it is right for the guide to treat the tourist with different attitudes after he receives complaints? 2. Measures taken to avoid the complaints. Miss Ling Yating is in bad mood because she comes late to meet the Browns in the airport. She is determined to offer better service for them when they travel in Yunnan. How could she improve her guiding service to avoid complaints in the future? 1. Listen carefully and match the information in column A with that in column B. There are two extra items in column B.
1. She should cultivate her occupational ethic and act according to the criterion of guiding service.
2. She should improve her service quality, accumulate more working experience, and perfect her own working skills.
3. She must work more enthusiastically to move tourists so as to re-establish a good image among them.
4. After she accepts the reception program, she should focus on the details of the travel schedule and vigorously prepare for the tour group.
5. She should try to cooperate with the national guide or the tour leader to gain his or her support, but should graciously decline the unreasonable requests.
6. She should serve every tourist according to the basic service procedures, but also take into account the individual differences while providing customised service.
7. She should evaluate the needs of the tourists with respect to their nationality, occupation, age, gender, social status and travel purpose, and provide various services at different stages of travel.
2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. Why do you think the guide should have the occupational education?
2. How does a guide re-establish a good image after he receives a complaint? Part B. Listening comprehension. The Browns arrive at the Yuantong accommodating temple. It is Buddhist temple of its largest kind in Kunming, which features Taoism and Tibetan Buddhism. 1. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you've just heard.
Yuantong, accommodating temple. Located in downtown Kunming, the Yuantong temple is the biggest temple in the city. The temple was built at the foot of Luofeng Hill in the late 8th century and first named Bu Tao Lao Temple, but years of war greatly devastated the temple during the 12th century. In 1301, a new one named Yuantong Temple was constructed at the original site. Later, it was extended several times during the following dynasties. Famed for its grand architecture and design, the temple was built on a hill slope. Standing at the huge archway, inscribed with the characters of Yuantong Shengjing, Yuantong Landscape, near the gate. From there, the tourist can get a bird's eye view of the temple as it expands down the slope. A wide path runs along the archway and leads to a huge pool. The surroundings look more like a garden than a temple. In the middle of the pool is an octagonal two-story pavilion built in the Qing dynasty. A winding corridor along the bank of the pool leads up to the major structure of the temple, Yuantong Hall. A huge statue of Sanshen Buddha and the two dragons sculpted around the pillars are both vivid and stunning. Along the steps leading up to the summit of the hill, there is a wealth of stone inscriptions that still remain clear after hundreds of years.
2. Listen to the passage again and answer the following questions.
1. Which is the biggest temple in the downtown of Kunming?
2. When was the Yuantong Temple built? Where is it located?
3. What were inscribed on the huge archway of Yuantong Temple?
4. What is the main hall of Yuantong Temple? What are the most eye-catching sculptures there? Part C. Situational Dialogue. Dali. Dali is an ancient city 380 kilometers from Kunming. It is the only gateway through which the Southern Silk Road used to pass from southwest China to India. Now the Browns are walking around the ancient Dali city. 1. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false. If it is true, put T in the space provided, and F if it is false.
Here we are in the ancient Dali city. First of all, I'd like to tell you something about the history of Dali.
Very good. Since it is an ancient city, there must be a long history and bright culture.
That's right. As early as in 109 AD, Emperor Wu Di of the Han Dynasty set up Yuyu County here.
Let me see. It has a quite long history now, almost 2,000 years.
Yes. Later, Dali State was established, but it was destroyed by Emperor Kublai Khan in 1253. Since then, the capital of Yunnan Province moved from Dali to Kunming.
I see. Dali used to be the political, economic and cultural centre of Yunnan.
You're right.
In the ancient Dali city.
Now we're walking on the Kangshan Road. It is also called Yangrenji, which literally means foreigner's street. The street is very famous for its Chinese and Western style restaurants.
Terrific, but I'm not hungry. I'd like to have a cup of tea. How about we have some tea and take a rest somewhere?
Of course. We'll enjoy the famous tea brewed by the Bai people here. It is called three-course tea.
Three-course tea? There must be the tea technique or tea art. Maybe we can watch the tea performance.
Certainly.
In the tea house.
Here is the three-course tea especially made for you. The Bai people make a special point to express their warm-hearted welcome to friends from afar.
Thank you very much. Well, the tea tastes a little bit bitter, not like other Chinese tea I have.
I think you'll like it. The first course of tea tastes bitter, but the second course is quite sweet, and the third course gives you a flavour of aftertaste.
Oh, really?
Yes. The three-course tea has profound cultural significance. Life is basically a bitter one, but if you work hard when you are young, you will harvest a sweet fruit in the end, and you will recall the life experiences when you are old.
It looks like that you are talking about philosophy of life. To drink Chinese tea is likely to drink Chinese culture.
That's right. What's more, when the Bai people offer you the three-course tea, they also sing and dance to show their hospitality. See, they're singing now.
Wonderful. 2. Divide the class into groups and do the dialogue. Pay attention to your body language. Part D. Introduction to Tourist Site. After touring Dali, the Browns arrive at the ancient Lijiang City. The charming ancient city is a famous tourist attraction for its ethnic culture and customs, unique buildings and the wonderful natural views. 1. Listen carefully and remember the places of interest, events and features of the ancient city of Lijiang.
1. The ancient city of Lijiang was built without a city wall in China. The unique structure of the city was associated with the Mu family.
2. The Serfongjie Square Street is the centre of the ancient city, where four main streets extend to the four directions.
3. A typical Naxi compound was built based on Jiangganxi timber structure, which features San Fang Yi Jiao Bi.
4. The water system can reach every family and every street in the ancient city of Lijiang. Your introduction of the water system in the ancient city will help tourists understand why it is reputed as the Oriental Venice and Suzhou in Hainan.
Ancient City of Lijiang. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are at the ancient city of Lijiang, one of the four most famous ancient cities in China. It is a well-preserved old town of ethnic minorities, 2,400 metres above sea level and embraced by the Monkey Mountain in the west, Elephant Mountain and Golden Rainbow Mountain in the north, vast fertile fields in the southeast, and the clear water running through the town. If you have a bird's eye view of the old town, it looks like a big jade ink slab, a tool used for Chinese calligraphy. So it gets its name, Dayanchen, the town of big ink slab. Now we're entering the ancient city. It was built in the late Song Dynasty and the early Yuan Dynasty, and has a history of more than 800 years. Lijiang is the unique city without city wall in China. You may wonder why there is no city wall, since it is an ancient city. A good question. I'll tell you the history of the ancient city when you listen to the Naxi music. Remember, the Chinese surname of Mu and the Mu family ruled over Lijiang for more than 500 years in ancient times. Here is the Serfongjie Square Street. Four main streets radiate from Serfongjie and extend to the four directions. Winding lanes extend from a network and connect every corner of the town. All of the streets are paved by the local red brick here, which are neither muddy in the rainy season nor dusty in the dry season. The massive and fine-grained stones add a sense of antiquity and mystery to the ancient city of Lijiang. Come in, please. We're going to visit a typical Naxi compound. The compound has an open courtyard with houses on three sides and a whitewashed screen wall on the fourth side. It looks like the house built by the Bai people in Dali. The house incorporates the best parts of the architectural traits of Han, Bai and Tibet into a unique Naxi style. Generally, the Naxi houses are based on its original Jingangxi timber structure. It is a two-storied wooden house with a mud brick wall and tiled roof. The compound is typical of Naxi folk house. It is made up of a main house, two side houses and a screen wall, which generally refers to San Fang Yi Jiao Bi. Now we're walking across the Suo Cui Bridge. There are 350 bridges in the little ancient city. The ancient city depends on water for existence, and water is just like its blood. Heilongtan, Black Dragon Pool, is the main water source, and subdivides into many streams which can reach every family and every street in the ancient city. The usage of the water created by the local people is very scientific. They build three mouths every well, from the upriver to the downriver. The water in the first mouth is for drinking, the second one is for cleaning vegetables and fruits, and the last one is used to wash the clothes. The sluice at the centre of town is opened late in the night, and the rushing water flushes and washes all the streets to keep the city clean. This practical use of water is not only part of the daily life of the Naxi people, but also adds a waterscape picture to tourists from all over the world. The ancient city of Lijiang is praised as the Oriental Venice and Suzhou in Hainan. But it is much, much more than this. It also enjoys the great fame in the world for its Dongba culture and Naxi ancient music. On December 3rd, 1997, It was inscribed on the list of the World Cultural Heritage Sites by UNESCO. Once you visit the ancient city of Liujiang, I'm sure it will capture your heart for the rest of your life. Have fun.
2. Make a simulated introduction of the tourist site and try to animate your introduction using proper body language.